Elsewhere in the news today, Canada is going to stop bombing Islamic State fighters. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says Canada's airstrikes in Syria and Iraq will stop in less than 2 weeks. We welcome Vancouver Sun columnist Vaughn Palmer. Vaughn, hello, and why is Trudeau pulling out of the ISIL bombing mission?
Well, he promised. Way back in 2014, when Trudeau was running for office and estimated that this mission might turn out to be unpopular, he said that he would pull out the fighter aircraft if he became prime minister. Well, he's prime minister, and he's pulling out. President Obama asked him not to. Our British allies, our French allies, our Dutch allies are actually stepping up their military operations against ISIS, but we're pulling out. Six Canadian fighter aircraft will fly their last missions and come home starting February the 23rd. The cover story, I guess, is the best you could say about it from the Canadian forces, is that we're stepping up our presence there in training, in supplying weapons, in humanitarian aid, and we're leaving a couple of supply aircraft there. So we're not pulling out, we're not giving up. We'll actually have more people there in the future than we do now, but we are giving up the combat role.
How big a rift does this seem to be between Trudeau and Obama?
Well, I must say that the generosity of the Obama administration was on display this week as the defense secretary provided a cover story praising, a press release praising Canada for continuing its significant contribution. But I don't think the press release disguises what happened in January, where the defense ministers of the partners in the coalition against ISIS had a meeting to plan military action, and they didn't invite Canada. We were left out. So I think that was probably the more telling comment than the covering press release.
On another subject, Vaughn, we've been debating here in Seattle what to do about this unauthorized homeless encampment known as the Jungle. In Victoria, campers in a tent city have gotten eviction notices. What's happening?
Well, they didn't respond very well. The government went and bought a building here in the capital and is busy renovating it for homeless people. They also cleared a bunch of beds at a closed detention center and said, you know, everyone, all you got to do is apply. You can have a place off the street and three square meals a day and a warm, comfy bed. And then, you know, to back that up, they issued them all eviction notices and told them to be out of the encampment by the end of February. So far, it hasn't gone over very well. I guess some of the people there will move into the shelters. Others are saying this is inadequate, this isn't the right response. We've got one fellow who's building what looks like a permanent kind of treehouse on the site, and there's also a threat of legal action. A First Nations woman, a member of one of Canada's Indian bands, is going to court and claiming this is her traditional land and nobody can evict her from it. So it isn't going well. We may be headed for a confrontation around that site when the eviction notice takes effect at the end of the month.
Okay, we'll follow that. We're talking with Vaughn Palmer of Vancouver Sun. And Vaughn, finally, we Americans, we revere our presidential birthplaces. But if Ted Cruz were to become our next president, apparently Alberta, Canada, does not plan to lift a memorializing finger. What's going on?
Apparently not. Is the house in which his parents lived when he was born in Canada is in Calgary. It's occupied by somebody else, and the woman who lives in it says it's not for sale and not available for a heritage designation. But I don't know. It's kind of a funny story, as you know, because Cruz has denounced or renounced his Canadian citizenship. Trump keeps giving him a hard time over it. So, you know, Trump's got lots of dough. Maybe he'll buy the house and put it up as a reminder to his rival. I believe, according to the Canadian papers, the perhaps the most obscure American presidential birthplace is that of Rutherford B. Hayes, which I believe is now a filling station in Ohio, but perhaps if Cruz makes it, the Cruz birth site in Calgary will be the second most obscure.
Apparently the feeling is mutual there, but Cruz doesn't want to talk about Canada either.
No, he doesn't want to ever mention that he was born here. All he does is talk about his parents. His dad worked in Canada, I think as an oil fields worker in Canada. So, you know, the Cruz family did well. I don't think anybody wishes Cruz particularly ill will about that, but it would be interesting. Well, McCain, I guess, was in that position. And mm-hmm. It was a place, a container port in Panama that would have been the McCain birthplace
if right.
he made it to the presidency.
Vancouver Sun columnist Vaughn Palmer checking in with us. Always good to talk with you, Vaughn. Thank you.
Bye-bye, Bill.
This is KUOW's The Record.